with that, I'm sure.
I was wrapping all that up into my, don't think we have the time, but we'll definitely reach out to the council and
Dick, did you have any comments or anything?
No, and that's really where I'm at with, you know, they kind of covered everything that we have concerns with. Is the main objective is making sure we don't put a burden on the county, make sure that we have a guarantee back there behind that, and make sure that we don't enter into an agreement that puts more liability on us but yet can't be transferred down without hiring more personnel to handle a single grant. It's kind of where that's my personal feelings on it at this moment. In the timeline, I'm not impressed with. I mean, 4.5 days to properly vet this whole thing, get an agreement in place, and have it presented by August 14th. I mean, I think that's
I don't think
that's doing it properly in that short of a timeline.
The only thing that economic development CDBG is asking for by the 14th is that agreement, that applicant sub-applicant agreement. The rest of the application they have told me would not be due until September 22nd. And that is the application, unfortunately, that I told you was on last year's documentation of applications documents, and it's not currently on this year's documentation. And again, as I said, this grant can only be submitted by a unit of general local government. So it has to be submitted by the county if we're going to get the funds. And this is the last year that they will allow the disaster funds to be used for housing. So I would be more than happy to join a conference call with your attorney. I would be more than happy to get the head of Brandon Jensen, the head of Economic Development CDBG program, on a conference call with your attorney if we need to hash any of this out. But the housing program for the disaster recovery specifically says that all of this can be transferred down to the sub-applicant, except for, like I said, that one financial piece. And as far as keeping documents on site, you may have to do that, but we would provide all of those documents for you. It wouldn't take your staff to do it other than to file them and keep them stored where you would need them stored at. The grant also allows for you to request administrative funds should you have to hire a new person to do that, or should you also gives you the ability to contract some of that out with a regional planning commission or a consultant, and you can use administrative funds from the CDBG grant process to pay for those costs. So that could alleviate some of the county's concerns about costs to you directly.
I appreciate that. I think we're aware of most of those things. I think the liability concerns me more than the costs, but also with the cost of the liability.
Can I ask a question, Lila? So you have been saying that this deadline is next Monday for paperwork, but that is only preliminary paperwork?
That is only preliminary paperwork.
And the final decision of where you guys would then be held on the contract would be in September?
Well, the application would be due in September. We wouldn't even find out if we were approved for funding until December.
Exactly till again, the 14th, the preliminary paperwork, exactly what does that need to be?
It needs to be a proposed narrative, which I'm providing. The only thing the county needs to provide...
Well, not provide, but what are we...
Is...
In the proposed narrative, I'm assuming we'd be signing the proposed narrative?
No. I mean, I can send you the proposed narrative. The proposed narrative asks for national objectives, affordability, disaster tieback, location, floodplain... building standards, broadband infrastructure.
But we're not signing any of that.
I cover all of that. Policy compliance, market support. We've already got a market study.
What would we be signing?
an applicant-sub-applicant agreement saying that you would apply for a grant on behalf of the developer, which would be due September 22nd.
I don't know if I've seen that, or if I have, it's...
So, if I'm clear then, so the deadline for the agreement for next week is not a finalization of where the county would be held liable for anything. It's more of a, as I believe Brandon brought up, the process for borrowing money takes more time. So therefore, we put in for the application of that is all we're asking for by the 14th of August, which would give us time still to get more information, get with your legal counsel, get a release of the 2.1 if that's what is required, and then have that by mid-September, September 15th, is the deadline for that. And again, it's only an application at that point, and you don't go into final until they accept it in December.
Okay, so let's look at it from the opposite side.
Okay.
So the applicant, we do that. We agree, in the event, we agree to go on the application with you all. We submit that. In the meantime, our attorney vets it, says, hey, this is not going to work. The commission decides that this is not something we want to be in. The approval process comes through. It gets approved. Now, what does that make us look like? If after our attorney has said, no, you guys have been approved for a grant, then in the public eye, what does that look like when we come back and say, no, we won't do it. Here's $11 million or whatever the amount is that's been approved, but yet this commission doesn't want to be part of it because there's a stipulation in there that does not work for the county. I'm just playing both sides of that because
I
know we don't want to really talk, think that August 14th is the drop-dead date, but at the end of the day, I mean, that does put us starting the process, I believe. I mean, that enters us into starting with you all and saying, hey, we're willing to go forward, and then if the approval process happens, and then in this time when we're going over the legals, there's something that doesn't work for us or we don't agree with, then we look really bad by not going through with it. That's my personal feeling.
We're told that we don't want to help the developmentally disabled, the veterans, and
well,
the seniors.
That's where I'm going with that. It just doesn't look good from that aspect, putting the cart before the horse.
Let me ask this, if I may. I shouldn't say the details, but is the big issue the $2.1 million?
I think the issue is there's other liabilities. There's other things that we want to make sure that we're not.
Yeah, sure. Please.
You can come over here.
Yeah.
Dr. Wilson.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, sit wherever you'd like.
No.
We got plenty of room.
If you're closer to me, I can throw stuff at you.
Yeah. I was just saying, I know most everybody real well. Nick, I don't know you as well as the others. Nope. You're probably the lucky one up here, I'll just tell you. So,
nice Brian, to see you again.
Brian Wilson. Just chairman there for DevCon. I think here is mine. I just need to say this. I sit there and I look at Tim, I look at Don, I look at the rest of the board. And I want you guys to see behind the reason why we're doing this. The reason is not to put and shift any liability from DevCon to you guys. The reason we all serve, I think everybody probably knows how busy I am with my job, but I chose to serve because of the people of the community and volunteer my time to do that. And that's the whole premise behind that, is to give us an opportunity to maybe serve some people who need to be served. And so we're putting forth our time and hopefully a little bit of our resources and asking for this. Nick, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to speak directly from my heart. There's not going to be any person that's not going to stand right next to you than me. And I'll defend you till a hilt. And the reason I will is if we go to the end and we get to this thing and it puts liability on the county or it does something that it's not supposed to, then we shouldn't have asked for it in the first place. And as chairman, I'll tell you that. It's not one thing that we're going to come and do that. But I'm sitting here, and if we get into this piece and we sign an agreement, I'll tell you from my standpoint, I'll sit there and say, if it's not the right thing and it's not the right thing to do, then you need to turn it down. And you need to turn it down for all those citizens that you represent. And if we try to do something to turn you into a bad light, then shame on us and don't put us on that board again. And I'll just tell you that. I think this community, what makes it great is the people that work together. And I don't think that these guys are wanting to ask for anything to put you in a bad situation. And I'm telling you from us, is if it gets to the attorney piece and we get down through there and the attorney goes, it's not good for the county for this reason because it is different than the one prior, I can accept it. The thing that I can't accept, and I don't think any of these guys can accept, is not standing up here and trying to do the things for the people who we represent and trying to do the best for that. And that's really, I think, the whole reason why we're here is we want to go as far as we can. And if you guys tell us we can't do it for this reason, this reason, this reason, I respect it. The only thing I think that we need from DevCon is if there is for us to move that next step, what do you need for us? I think you see we're willing to do anything that we can to go to that next step. If we get it signed and then it gets to that point, it's not. But if it's like, what else do you need from us? Let us know. We'll work on it. And if it comes to that point that we can't make it work, then we can't make it work. And I think we have to respect that piece. That's my two cents. And I just sat back there and I was like, I know what these guys' heart are. I know what the heart of the board is. And the whole piece is we kind of started getting here a little bit more probably adversarial than what I wanted to. And I was like, I want you guys to understand where we're at. We're not against. We're trying to work with you guys here a little bit and want to have the best for our citizens of Taney County, however that might be. And I think we have to respect your guys' and your legal. We're just trying to volunteer our time, I guess, to do something good for our community.
Sure.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Dr. Wilson, one part that it asked us in here is to we're to keep an open dialogue, that if there's any complaints on the board that they can come to us, and we keep those on file, and then we prove that those were handled and everything. When anyone has come now and complained on any part of the functioning of Tantone and all of that, my answer has been we have a board that oversees that. We do not handle any of that. They receive a levy from the people, the taxes they operate on. We do appoint the board, and we appoint it someone that has been recommended to us. We don't receive complaints on it. This is saying that we receive complaints and keep them on file, and that's a big difference too.
And does that go directly to you, or does it circumvent, go through the board and then go to you as far as a complaint?
It doesn't say that.
Does it say how you handle those? Or
It probably does in the details, but I don't know.
And that would be my thing is I guess from mine, as I sit and I listen, is there any way that we can move forward to say, let's go to the next step, and then if you do it, you know, we've got to be respectful. And if it's not legal for the county, per se, that puts you in too much of a risk, then we've got to respect that as a board. We're just coming to you because it's an opportunity that it looks like it could be going away, and none of us like the timeline. I don't like the timeline, but it's one that's been portrayed to us, and so we got to grab it and move forward with it. And so,
is the paper that Commissioner White has, is that what we would be signing? It says
this
sample.
Is what you had sent this. Is this what
it would
saying?
Be a sample, yes.
If we were to give something to our council to go over and ask for, hey, can you do this?
Would you look at that and make sure that you had sent that? So let me.
Is that what he would need to look at?
Okay.
Can you get them what they need to provide to their council?
I thought I had also sent this where we tried to fill it out for you. You're more than welcome to have that copy.
Is that the same document?
It is the same document.
I thought
it
so.
Just puts Taney County in as the applicant and Dignity Now as the sub-applicant in that document. I think it says will apply for instead of has received a grant, because obviously we have not received a grant at this point.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm fine with trying.
And a to be determined date for a grant number, because we won't have that if the county doesn't get there, the state doesn't give it to us. We won't know that. That's a piece we have to turn in to even get a letter of recommendation from CDBG to turn in with our MHDC application, which is the September 22nd deadline.
Like we said, we'd have to ask our attorney when we've been given saying this is what you have to follow now and what the county's responsibility, then our attorney would have to look at that document and see, will that oversee all of, will that take care of all of this that we've been told that we need to follow?
Well, and also, when are you saying Section 20, is that right?
Chapter 20 is the multifamily housing disaster recovery.